7273 is the frequency in use. Nothing heard. This is N2IRJ in Jax, New Jersey, United States, on 7273. Kilocycles. Checking out the display on the Duro. I'm running the power kind of low. Oh. What? Say again? What? Say again, Kep?
What's your bandwidth?
Bandwidth, I'm not, you're going to have to find that out. Unless you talk me into it, then I'll tell you. The amplifier tripped offline because of the visor, I think. Let me reset it. Okay, now I'm putting out some power. Maybe I should actually crank it back a little. Maybe it's a little too hot. Okay. Well, you thought that 6 was bad. I'm giving you... Okay, I just decreased the... I decreased the drive and it's still kicking offline. Yeah, 40 meters is something how it'll shoot right up like crazy. And it will knock me offline if I'm not careful. I'm hearing a little bit of RF in my headphones, and I'm seeing what is almost a proper display in the Duro, except that unfortunately the RF in the shack is causing the right digits to light up dimly. And I don't know, maybe I could try some grounding there of that ground wire on the Duro tonight and find out if that helps anything. As far as the audio prism goes, every single one is on quiescent. It's as though it's not even working. I mean, I hope it's not paralyzed by RF. I hope it's just working. Oh, I could talk closer. I could go like this. Oh, now they're moving. Oh, yeah. Now they're definitely moving. Okay. That's the key. I really do have to close talk this mic, even at the amplifier settings we have. Well, what's it doing? Well, it's making mid-band show all yellow lights with an occasional flash of the red. But fortunately, the flash is so intermittent that I don't end up filling the buffer. Most of the time, I see two and only two lights flashing, namely S and E. S stands for signal, and E stands for expand. And once in a very blue moon, like when I said the word very, the C came on, compression. And the other ones are also active during doing their part. I'm seeing a little bit of expansion on the high band, mostly quiescent though, but it goes from the red light to the green light, the E, for expansion. The presence band is doing no quiescence, but it's going between S and E, the expansion, and the S, which is the signal. A low band, what am I doing there? Hello, hello, yes, yes. There, I'm doing something slightly different. I'm getting some quiescence, but I'm also getting some compression, which is a different combination than other places. Momentary compression. And I'm getting about two yellow lights there. On presence band, I'm getting about three. And on high band, I'm getting one. And the one, of course, that's really packed, jam-packed. I didn't intend to, but that's exactly what happened. I'm going to have to cut back the power even more. I'm trying to run a kilowatt, and I can't. Let me knock it back. There. Now, let's see, what am I putting out?
Putting out about
800 watts. Yeah, to be truthful with you, that's about all this thing is good for on any band. You know, I can get more power out of it on 40 than 75, but you pay a price by it tripping out.
the former NTIR J syndrome with SGC and the current syndrome with W1 WCR, and now secondarily or tertiarily, I should maybe say, I'm revisiting it again, but I think I can defeat it this time. So that should conclude this test. We could do the other one and find out if you can change transmit bandwidth on the fly. Let me go down to 6. Okay, this is 6, and then let me go to 5. I'm at 5 right now. Next is 4, and then pre-programmed in by a certain somebody is a 3.5. Here's 3.5. I love your choices. And then finally, there's 3.0. And it's nice how you allowed the receive bandwidth to go more narrow, but you allow the transmit profile to just have a little bit of elbow room on each side. And see, at this 3 kilohertz setting, that's where I worry that I sound muddy, but we can work on that. Now I'm going to go back to more of what is a normal setting. I'm going to go between 6 and 7.5. Here is 6, which is the first place where I think my voice sounds pretty natural, and now finally 7.5, where it should hopefully encompass all of the sibilance. With that, I will unkey, and you can tell me what you heard. This is N2IRJ, Jax, New Jersey.